Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council Office in Washington, D.C. First cut, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The EPA issued a proposed rule on June 15th that would retain the existing 24-hour standard for coarse particulate matter, or dust. The standard has been in place since 1987. Responding to an outcry from agriculture in Congress, EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson had stated earlier this year that the agency would not lower the dust standard, which would have put most counties in western states in a non-compliant state. In the same proposed announcement, the EPA proposed to lower the national ambient air quality standards for fine particulate matter, or PM2.5. Particles come from a variety of sources, including vehicles, smokestacks, and fires. They also form when gases emitted by power plants, industrial processes, and gasoline or diesel engines react in the atmosphere. Sources of coarse particles include road dust that is kicked up by traffic, some agricultural operations, construction and demolition operations, industrial processes, and biomass burning. The EPA took comments on the proposed rule for 9 weeks and held public hearings in Philadelphia and Sacramento. The agency plans to issue final standards by December 14th of this year.
Second cut, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The NCGA conveyed its support for the EPA's decision to retain the existing PM10 standard and the existing 24-hour PM2.5 standard. As an association representing agricultural processors, they support reasonable air quality rules that are based on good science and positive improvements in human health. While they supported the retention of the existing PM10 standard and the existing 24-hour PM2.5 standard, they also expressed concerns about other proposed changes and alternatives offered to the national air quality standards.
Third cut, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The NCGA stated that it was very concerned that any lowering of the annual primary PM2.5 standards would burden the economy at a time when the country is struggling to overcome the recession. These proposed PM2.5 standards would inhibit commercial and industrial activity, not only vital to creating jobs, but also for providing tax revenue to support important local services such as public safety and education. The NCGA's comments also urged the EPA's administrator to ensure that exceptional events related to natural events, such as high winds, are treated in such a way that allows a state or local agency a clearly defined process for excluding this data at a reasonable cost, including that many states do not have the expertise and resources required to meet the demonstration requirements for an exceptional event. In closing, the NCGA again requested that the current national ambient air quality standards be retained for both PM10 and PM2.5 in the final rule.